day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. On today's show, I'm going to introduce you to a set of rights called the Weingarten Rights. But before we do that, give me just 1 second. We opened the podcast today with a young brother out of Columbus, Ohio. He goes by the name of Pablo Sanchez. If you like rap, I think the brother's skill set is on point. In fact, before we talk about the Weingarten Rights, I'm going to let Pablo spit a few more bars at you. And if you didn't understand what I just said, I'll interpret. I'm going to let Pablo rap just a little more. I jumped up on my ass and down. You got up in that water and sun. I remember crisscross made a jump. I make it bump like Nestle's Crunch. I ain't stopping for no cop, bitch. They might just assassinate me because of my race. Mistake my phone for my gun, then put one in my face. They ain't this shit for my jurisdiction, but get in the way. I'm in the suburbs trying to escape. Put all my faith in God, I'ma give him all my grace. I went from rags to riches, mouse traps and kitchens. My mom was sick the whole year, then died before Christmas. Thanksgiving was sugar rice with a chicken. When I was 10, I flipped a nugget just to buy me some chicken. But if it's money to be made, I ain't never gonna settle. All that smoke we can settle, I make you pipe down and settle. Work my ass for my dog till I got me a medal. My settlement settled. Pablo Sanchez, if you are into the genre of hip-hop, check his music out. Pablo Sanchez, Google that brother. Hey, listen, let's get started on the podcast. Today we want to talk about a set of rights that most, if you've been in the post office over 5 years, I'm sure you've heard of the Weingarten Rights. And it is a set of rights that is afforded to
every postal employee.
Doesn't matter if you've been there 1 hour,
1 day, or 25 years.
Let's talk about this Weingarten Rights. Did you know you do not have to be alone when you're questioned by a supervisor?
If I could look on your face right now, I know a lot of you would have the face or the countenance of looking very puzzled, because you've probably never heard this, and I know this because far too often I see supervisors taking new employees into the office, having discussions with them, and I'm more than certain that union representation should be there, but that new employee is just unaware. An employee's right to representation in investigatory or pre-disciplinary meetings was established in a 1975 United States Supreme Court decision. National Labor Review Board versus Weingarten Incorporated. The Massachusetts Department of Labor Relations has adopted the Weingarten Rules for public employees covered by Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 150E.
Didn't want to get real technical with you, but you got to understand there was a Supreme Court ruling that says anytime a supervisor is talking to you
and you as an individual feel that the line of questioning could lead to discipline, all you have to do is state you want a shop steward there or you want a representative there. You don't have to make a big production. All you have to do is simply state you want representative there, and you only have to say it once.
You don't have to say any more after that.
And if they do not provide you representation,
and you can sit there like a bump on the log
and not answer any questions. I really don't care if it's the Postal Inspection Service. I don't care if it's the plant manager. I really don't care if it's the MDO or any SDO. Once you feel that what you are hearing or being asked could lead to discipline, it is your right to request representation.
If that representation is not provided, you do not have to answer
any question. Do not be fooled by it is your right as a postal employee to cooperate with an investigation. You simply say to them, it is your right as a postal manager to abide by Supreme Court rulings and provide me with a representation as I have requested. Now, let me say to those new employees who become intimidated by postal management or other postal officials, if for some reason you request your Weingarten rights, meaning you request to have representation,
a steward present, and it's not complied with, what are the remedies available for violation of Weingarten rights? An employer commits a prohibited practice under Chapter 150E. If the employer refuses an employee's request for representation during an investigatory or disciplinary meeting or otherwise withholds the full panoply of Weingarten rights, the panoply is no more than the completeness of everything that's involved. Disciplines an employee for asserting his or her Weingarten rights, threatens or coerces an employee exercising Weingarten rights, or threatens or disciplines a union representative for asserting and for assisting an employee in a Weingarten meeting, the Department of Labor will order the employer to rescind any retaliatory threats or discipline imposed because an employee or union representative exercised Weingarten rights. Moreover, if the department finds that the discipline untimely imposed by the employer was affected by the information obtained at the unlawful meeting or was affected by the fact that no union representation was present, then the department will also order that discipline be rescinded. So if for some reason you are intimidated in any way, shape, or form, or what you feel to be intimidated, there is a remedy. If you will let it be known that that's how you felt, I'm sure your union has a remedy for you.
Now, when do you have right to representation under the Weingarten rights? Employees are entitled to Weingarten rights in the following situation. All investigatory interviews in which the supervisor is seeking to elicit facts, to have the employee explain his or her conduct, to discover the employee's side of the story, or to obtain admission or other evidence. Again, stop that question and answer period. Inform the supervisor you want representation. Now, again, when are you not entitled? Well, when the meeting or discussion is merely for the purpose of conveying work instructions. When the purpose of the meeting is simply to inform the employee about a disciplinary discussion that has already been made. When the employer has clearly and overtly assured the employee prior to the interview that no disciplinary or adverse consequences will result from the interview. What about job performance reviews or evaluation conferences? Well, possibly. Some would argue that these rights apply when the employee's performances have been under scrutiny and the employees reasonably believe that his or her job is in jeopardy. However, it is unlikely that employees would have a right to representation when an evaluator comes in to conduct a performance observation.
Very important for you to know, the employer does not have to offer you Weingarten rights. You must request them if you want them. Now you might ask yourself, well, how do I request Weingarten rights? Well, if you work in Columbus, Ohio, it's very easy. All you need to do is take out that Kenny Hodge postal podcast card, because on the back of it, whether you are a clerk or a mail handler, Weingarten rights apply the same. On the back of the Kenny Hodge postal podcast card, your Weingarten rights are written for you. So, and they simply state, I would like a union representative here if what you are asking me, speaking to the supervisor, could in any way lead to me being disciplined. Now, if you don't know, now you know. So hopefully, all of this, you just going in an office with a supervisor answering questions, then coming out saying you didn't know, knowledge is power. Even if you know someone who's not listening to the podcast, pass this information along. You know, tell your buddy about this, and tell him to tell his or her buddy about this, because you need to know. And I hope nobody has to use this. I hope nobody is ever called, no employees ever called in for a PDI or any other type of investigatory process. But if you are, then it's best that you know and never have to use, or it's best that you know and never need, and need and never know. So again, you got to understand that there are rights that you have that don't allow management to just have conversation with you without a union being present. This is the relevant information that I want to continually post on my podcast. You see, with new employees coming in, you need to know that, because I know management can get real extra at times, but you need to know there are checks and balances on how extra they can really get. Real talk, go to Facebook, send me an invite, follow the podcast on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page in Facebook. I'm going to keep you up on things. You know, understanding the number of new conversions and then that number plus add a little for the number of new hirees. There are scores of new postal employees out there who really need to hear this message and be brought into the knowledge of their basic rights, and they need to hear this, and we need to teach
new employees
as senior employees. That new employee does not know they have rights when it comes to supervisors having conversation with them off the floor. And the postal supervisor probably has no idea, because postal supervisors
are new, so they don't really know. But when they take that employee into the office and begin to question them without union representation, that's just not fair. Because sometimes in the heat of the moment, stories get mixed up.
People get the lion, but we'll say mixed up.
Now, let me say something else to you that may come as a shock. When an employee is in their 90-day probation, just because they do not have access to Article 15, which is the grievance procedure, does not mean they don't have access to union stewardship, and whether they are members or not. See, so now that kind of changes my perspective on should they join the union or not in their 90-day probationary period. See, now I'm leaning the other way a little bit. Again, as we research certain items, you come into different knowledge. And with different knowledge,
you form different opinions.
So now I'm shifting over from I don't see why a new
employee
would join the union in their first 90 days. I'm shifting from that to maybe it's not such a bad idea that you join the union in your first 90 days, because now that my eyes are open to there are benefits that can come your way as a member. See, now I'll study that in a little more detail. If you are a probationary employee and you are called into the office forever, we are of the opinion that you are not entitled to union representation, and that's just not true. Just because you get called in for a interview doesn't mean it has to be a grievance end result. During that interview, with the aid of your union rep, you may say something
or provide some type of evidence
that dissolves the issue. You see, that's what the interview is actually designed to do. Now, I know, and you know, that's not what postal management uses it for, but that's what it's designed to do. So if you have that steward there,
and that steward is about that business, then it will be in your benefit
to have that representation there. So understand, if you should get called into the office, no longer should you accept, you're in your probationary period, you don't get union representation. Understand, you're in your probationary period, you have no access to the grievance procedure, but that does not mean you have no access to the union.
So remember, you do have access to the union. Hey, this is that guy, Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Help me grow my audience. Tell everybody about the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Send me an invite on Facebook. Let's do this as I do what I do, and that is keep you informed.